And as אנחנו קוראים את בעל הסולם בעמוד
We're reading from בעל הסולם the introduction to the book of Zohar and we continue from item 8. Rav, please. Rav, yeah, this is a very important introduction. I remember after about 6 months of studying it with my teacher Hillel, the one that Rabash provided me, he took me aside and he started to teach me this introduction, and then I didn't understand anything. Truly, I looked at him like a dog looking at his owner and doesn't understand what the person wants from him. It's a very good introduction, very special. Let's enjoy it. Item 8. Now we've come to understand the words of the Kabbalists in the third inquiry. We wondered how it was possible to say about souls that they were a part of God above, like a stone that is carved from a mountain, that there is no difference between them, except that one is a part, and the other is the whole. And we wondered, it is one thing to say that the stone that is carved from the mountain becomes separated by an axe made for that purpose. But how can you say this about his essence? And also, what was it that separated the souls from his essence and excluded them from the Creator to become creatures? And from the above, we clearly understand that as the axe cuts and splits a physical object in two, the disparity of form divides the spiritual into two. For example, when two people love one another, you say that they are attached to one another as one body. And when they hate one another, you say that they are as far from one another as the east from the west. But there is no issue of nearness or remoteness of location here. Rather, it implies equivalence of form. When they are equal in form, and one loves what the other loves and hates what the other hates, they love one another and are attached to one another. And if there is some disparity of form between them, and one of them likes something that the other hates, so on, to the extent that they differ in form, they become distant and hateful of one another. And if, for example, they are opposite in form, where everything that one likes, the other hates, and everything the other hates is liked by the first, they are regarded as remote as the east from the west, meaning from one end to the other.
We heard this many times, that there's a matter of closeness, a matter of distance, and in spirituality it's not according to the physical distance, because there's no physical space in spirituality, only according to codes of form. As much as they resemble one another, they're closer, and the distant they are, they distant from each other in their ways. That's, if there's anything to ask about that, please. PT4.
The disparity of form, is it between the Creator and the created being, or between his essence, Atzmuto, and the creature?
I don't know. It's not speaking about this. I don't know what Atzmuto is, his essence. I know that between the qualities of the Creator and the creature, if there's a disparity of form, then they're truly from one end to the other, And to the extent in which there's, if you could say, some similarity, resemblance, then they're closer. They don't talk about anything else here. French.
They explain here that the godly part from above, how come it is such? Because it's opposite, but the body is opposite, not the point in the heart.
The will to receive in a person is opposite the desire to bestow in the Creator, and that that difference always remains. But the desire to receive of a person receives a covering upon it called a masach, with the intention in order to bestow. And therefore, in its expression, it's similar to the Creator. To the extent in which it has this correction upon its will to receive, of in order to bestow, he becomes closer and more in resemblance and closeness to the Creator. Kiev.
Dear Rav, he writes here that when two people love one another, this means that they are close to one another. In this example, he explains about the connection with the Creator.
Only that love towards the Creator is according to equivalence of form, and love between us in this world is in accordance with how much each one enjoys the other. That's egoistic love.
So my question is, the Creator is a force that surrounds everything, activates all the processes in the universe, and in the relationship between friends, how can these two relationships...
We are in a sea of the Creator's bestowal. Well, so what? To the extent in which we are in equivalence with Him or not, we feel our fate with Him.
Так просто я вот не могу никак понять, как вот это наше отношение между.
I simply can't understand how the relationship between friends, between people, can be likened to the energy, this huge energy, this vast sea. Where's the connection between the two?
It's very simple. What did the Creator create? He created the desire to receive. Other than the Creator, there's the desire to receive. Then He broke it with the intention in order to receive. And then all the parts are in order to receive between them. That's it. Now, there's no more than that. There's no distance, sea. We just talk that way. It's just us. Only our desires to receive that we are with the intention in order to receive. By this, they reject one another and reject the Creator. A method was given called Torah, the wisdom of Kabbalah, the method of correction, by which we can aim ourselves towards getting the appropriate covering upon our will to receive, which differentiates between us and the Creator, in order to bestow. If we do that, we will feel closeness. I don't understand the problem. Yes.
The degree of our attainment of the Creator through equivalence depends on developing the quality of love. Meaning, the more we develop this quality, the deeper and wider is our attainment of the Creator.
Certainly. As much as we do work between us, it's in order to acquire the desire to bestow, the intention of bestowal, by which we suit ourselves to the Creator. Because towards the Creator we can't do anything. We don't feel Him. We don't attain Him. Therefore, for us to have the possibility to correct ourselves towards the Creator corrupted us on purpose. He broke us. And in the correction between us, we begin to correct ourselves towards the Creator.
These corrections between us, When we correct ourselves, begin to attain Him, can we attain all of Him entirely through the correction of our connections in the Ten?
Latin tu. Latin tu.
Boker tov, Rav.
Good morning.
Debe buscar un de equivalencia para comenzar a trabajar o se debe cubrir con el velo del amor y continuar.
According to what I understood, if disparity of form appears between two friends, should we work on it or cover it with love?
Cover it with love, that's the safest. Let's continue.
Yeah, we are in item 9. You therefore find that in spirituality, the disparity of form acts like the axe that separates in the corporeal world. And the distance between them is proportional to the oppositeness of form. For this, we learn that since the will to receive His delight has been imprinted in the souls, and we have shown that this form is absent in the Creator, as from whom would He receive? That disparity of form that the souls acquired separates them from His essence like the axe that carves a stone from the mountain. Because of that disparity of form, the souls were separated from the Creator and became creatures. However, everything the souls acquire of His light extends from His essence, existence from existence. It follows that with respect to His light, which they receive in their kli, which is the will to receive, there is no difference whatsoever between them and His essence, since they receive it existence from existence, directly from His essence. And the only difference between the souls and His essence is that the souls are a part of His essence, meaning that the amount of light that they received in their kli, being the will to receive, is already separated from the Creator, as it is predicated on the disparity of form of the will to receive. And this disparity of form made it a part by which they were separated from the whole and became a part. Thus, the only difference between them is that one is the whole and the other is a part, as a stone that is carved from a mountain. Now scrutinize this carefully, for it is impossible to elaborate further in such an exalted place.
It's really a problem. What is a part? What isn't? Some more, some less. In spirituality, it seemingly divides up. But again, this divides in accordance with the corrections where we have, meaning how many corrections we have to go through, and therefore our whole path is very discrete. Meaning it's divided into parts. Although in spirituality, actually, there is no such thing. It's only relative to a person towards the uncorrected and disconnected points in us where we have to count and see what we corrected and what we didn't yet. But in truth, there's no such thing in spirituality. And the thing that cuts, slices, is something that we can depict to ourselves from the force that was created.
PT 29.
Rav, he's talking about it in the excerpt, where the measure of distancing is according to the measure of disparity of form. So here he speaks of one form being different than another, and here he speaks of degrees of difference.
125 degrees. Those are degrees of differences in the distance between us that is divided that way.
But once it's opposite, it's opposite. Meaning there are it can be more opposite.
Understand him.
I expect that when something is opposite, it's opposite. But here, something opposite has degrees.
The oppositeness of form, when we invert it from that oppositeness, yes, we diminish it to being less and less opposite until there will be no oppositeness. Well, and to that extent, we grow the identity of it, the similarity. Be'er Sheva.
Birashuti Vakasha.
Boker Tov Rav. Yes.
Good morning, Rav. World 10. I wanted to ask you, expanded, but it's detailed here further. At the beginning of the verse, it says that the soul is a divine part from above, and the stone is a total imagination. Can we explain it that the stone remains as it was carved? Absolutely, nothing changes, whereas the soul has to develop and reach the degree of the Creator.
The soul is the internal light that fills the Kli, and the Kli is the will to receive, which with the intention in order to receive. And that cuts it from the Creator. The more he replaces his desire to receive with the intention to bestow, it brings him back closer to the Creator. So take an example, spin it however you want to. But that's what can be explained. All the rest is from attainment.
Thank you, Rav.
And well, Salt Lake City.
Hello, Rob. Can there be equivalence of form with the Creator if there's such indifference and distance between the friends? Is this the work we overcome with the study and the effort in the Torah?
Imagine to yourself that to the extent in which you hate more, you're more distant, then in the end of correction, you'll be closer, loving more, and more connected. Truly so. The oppositeness. All those things that appear to you now, that are truly very distant, and what hatred, and what you can't get close. In the end of the correction, it'll be the opposite. So think and prepare for this. Okay? Good. More, let's continue.
Yeah, we're reading item 10. Now we can begin to understand the fourth inquiry. How is it possible that the chariot of the tumah, the impurity, and klipot, the shells, would emerge from His Holiness, since it is at the other end of His Holiness? Also, how can it be that He supports and sustains it? Indeed, first we must understand the meaning of the existence of the Tumah, the impurity, and the Klipot. Know that this great will to receive, which we determined was the very essence of the souls by creation, for which they are fit to receive the entire filling in the thought of creation, it does not remain in this form within the souls. Had it remained in them, they would have to remain eternally separated from Him, since the disparity of form in them would separate them from Him. And in order to mend this separation, which lies on the kli of the souls, He created all the worlds and separated them into two systems. As in the verse, God has made them one opposite the other. And these are the four worlds Abiyah of Kedusha, holiness, and opposite them the four worlds Abiyah of Tuma, impurity. And He imprinted the desire to bestow in the system of Abiyah of Kedusha and removed from them the will to receive for themselves and placed it in the system of the world's Abiyah of Tuma. Because of this, they have become separated from the Creator and from all the worlds of Kedusha. For this reason, the Klipot are called dead. As in the verse, sacrifices of the dead. And the wicked that follow them, as our sages said, the wicked in their lives are called dead. Since the will to receive imprinted in them in oppositeness of form from one, a form to His holiness separates them from the life of lives, and they are far from Him from one end to the other. It is so because He has no interest in reception, but only in bestowal. Whereas the Klipot have no interest in bestowing, but only to receive for themselves, for their own delight. And there is no greater oppositeness than this. And you already know that spiritual remoteness begins with some disparity of form and ends in oppositeness of form, which is the farthest possible distance in the last degree.
Please, I don't see questions. Maybe you're tired or don't understand. Well,
PT-31.
Yes?
Question. There's constantly a feeling that we struggle to keep the 10. We fight over the 10, for the 10. How do we not fall to the feeling that we have no one to work with?
It's like having no connection with spirituality. You need to understand this on your own. I can't really explain this. So do whatever you have to do. Just each has to be in a 10. The 10, the 6, the 8, 12, 15, doesn't matter. The group has to be. Without that, and every day, you need to examine yourself towards this group. To the extent in which you love them, hate them. Only towards the group you can more or less measure your spiritual state. Otherwise, you're hanging in the air.
But how to know we're working correctly? We're 15 people, sometimes we're 6 in the lesson.
The articles of Rabash are as the measure towards which you can examine yourselves. That's it. But again, everything you take from Bala Sulam and Rabash speaks only about how to implement it all inside the group. That's it. Now, who didn't go yet? Chavirim. Who's Chavirim?
Yeah.
Ну.
Раф, вот вы сейчас хорошую напоминалку сделали касательно моей работы.
Wow, you reminded us. You gave us a good reminder about my daily work. Relative to certain friend or the entire ten, like them or not. What is in our process, the end of correction?
Hello, hello. Less words. One sentence, that's enough. Don't start with your philosophies here. We don't have time for that. Look how many question marks are here. You're asking about the end of correction or you're asking about the group? The end of correction is considered that I correct myself towards absolute love, towards all of reality. That's it. One point. Who didn't we have here? Well, we didn't have Zichron a long time.
Zichron. And New York 4. New York 4.
In item 11, there's two systems. There's impurity and klipot and holiness. Where are they for us?
This is all in the relationships between us. Everything's in the relationships between us, both holiness and impurity. There's nothing but the relations between us. Within the relations between us, the essence of the relations between us, we can see still vegetative animal and people. It's all in accordance with the relations between us. And by that, we open our feelings in order to receive or restrict it and open up in order to bestow.
Is it like two different machines I'm working with, or it's all one thing?
Nagid sheken.
Let's say so. Let's say so. Two different machines. What do we have there? PT9.
Rav, what is the difference between disparity of form from above down and disparity of form between the four worlds, Abiyav Kedusha and Abiyav Tuma?
I don't know.
He writes about it here.
I don't want to get into that. Okay? What can I do?
Focus group.
I heard that the more you hate each other and distant from one another, it will be more connected to the
other person. Okay, that's logical.
Okay. And for the time being, how to succeed in being next near a person that you hate?
Imagine that you're in the end of correction with him. What can I tell you? This is on anything. You can see, no matter what, no matter how much you hate and for what reason, it'll be exactly according to the way you will love. What are we doing? Okay, I see that the question marks are going down. If so, we will do Florida.
Спасибо большое. Я хотел спросить насчет группы. Сегодня наша группа представляет...
Hello, I wanted to ask about a group. Our group today is phase four. When we connect and we'll become a vessel of bestowal, when the first light comes to us, the light of Nefesh, can we consider it as the revelation of the Creator, the feeling of the Creator?
Every light we receive is the light that comes to us from the Creator. Yes. I don't know who to take. We have Hebrew 10 we had, yes? Hebrew 10? Well, let them go again. Oui. Oh, no. Well, please.
Ravi wanted to ask, we have friends who cannot stay till the end of the lesson. Let's say it's justified. Can we include them with us? There's six of us, four are not here.
Do what you want, but it could be that really they're running, and every minute, if you're starting work early, then it's considered taken into consideration in them. I don't know. But it's best that, nevertheless, a person will sustain himself to the end of lesson. Just like we decided that we are going for 3 hours, then 3 hours. 3 hours.
Let's say that out of necessity they can stay. Is there a way, nevertheless, to include them with us in the study and we're still at 10?
No, that you're together with them. If they can't, if they would want to remain with all their might, but they're not capable because of external reasons that are not dependent on them, that's considered that the Creator is arranging it for them this way, and then you take their obligation. Meaning, you take upon yourself their part of the work. Even though later it's best for them to give it back some way. In a gathering of friends, in all kinds of preparations, in something, at a time that they have free later.
Moscow 1.
What's the difference between bestowal and love of others?
Love is considered feeling, and the quality of bestowal is the action that operates it. And then the action itself. Just like the intention, and then the preparation in practice, and the in practice. Okay. Well, Shai, or
Info
in short.
Yeah, before going to today's schedule, we want to give an update about something very important that has to do with all of the entire work week. So we want to give an update about the calendar, our global broadcast calendar of all the programs and activities of Bnei Baruch in one place. It's one link to all major four languages. So you click on it and you get access to the timetable of all the activities in order to know what's happening, where, and when. So once I click the link, the first thing that I'll see is this schedule, this lineup. I can also examine each event independently. I can see exactly what is the link I have to click on in order to go in and watch it. What is the study material? What is the topic of the program? Everything is updated in one place. The next step is we recommend for each person who works with Google Calendar, which is a big part of our friends. And if you don't, try to understand how to work with it because it's very, very beneficial. So if you work with the Google Calendar, you can add this particular calendar so it will be always on my phone or my calendar. So I don't have to enter into that link each time. How to do it? Google created a very small plus sign here on the bottom. The bottom of the screen. We mark it with an arrow. It's easy to miss it, but we highly recommend to use this feature and press on it and add this calendar to your general permanent calendar. And then the next slide. This is how I will see it. Just like I'm used to seeing my own calendar of events, I will see another calendar in another color that contains all the activities, all the lessons that I have to know about regarding what's happening in the Kli, in the worldwide Kli. It's very easy to use. It saves many questions. If we change the schedule, no questions. What was changed to what? What was yesterday? What's going to be tomorrow? Everything is updated in one place. So that's it. I hope everyone understood. Of course, we'll be happy to help, and now we'll go to today's schedule. We'll have an afternoon lesson recorded from 1:30 to 2:30, Pticha, and then a live lesson from 6 to 7 with our Kabbalah Lam instructors, where we're going to go over the material from today. So, il y a des jours, des moments qui passent sans retour. Le ciel semble être proche, un fil de grâce s'étend. Faut des forces, du courage, ne pas remettre à demain. Qui sait si jamais ou bien quand ce jour va revenir. Faut des forces, du courage, ne pas remettre à demain. Qui sait si jamais ou bien quand ce jour va revenir. Il est bien temps de demander, encore et toujours demander. Une grande flamme jaillira dans notre cœur. Il est bien temps de des jours, des moments qui passent sans retour. Le ciel semble être proche, un fil de grâce s'étend. Faut des forces, du courage, ne pas remettre à demain. Qui sait si jamais ou bien quand ce jour va revenir. Faut des forces, du courage, ne pas remettre à demain. Si jamais ou bien quand.